to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
We know from the data, and you know from experience, that a major challenge many employers face is the pressure to hire quickly. That is a big hurdle to get over because it's so time consuming to search for the best candidates and then sort through all the applications. If you're an employer who can relate, I have a question for you. Have you tried ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter has figured out how to solve this very problem. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. So relax, employers, and let ZipRecruiter speed up your hiring. See for yourself. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Bob right now to try it for free. That's the same price as a genuine smile from a stranger, a picture-perfect sunset, or a cute dog running up to you and licking your hand. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Israel may be on the verge of a limited ground operation into Lebanon as President Biden once again calls for an immediate ceasefire in the Middle East.
This might start limited, but it could easily expand to substantial. And I think that's what the U.S. and so many in the region are concerned of. But right now, that is the way it looks like it's headed.
ABC News National Security and Defense Analyst Mick Mulroy, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East. The president assuring survivors of Hurricane Helene, the U.S. government will send every available resource to rescue, recover, and begin rebuilding. Former President Trump is in Georgia today. He met with survivors and he told them that he brought trucks full of gas and supplies. Ryan Ruth pleaded not guilty to 5 federal charges today. The man charged with plotting the second assassination attempt of Mr. Trump was arraigned. This is ABC News. A new heat wave has moved into the west, and it is baking much of California with 100-plus degree temperatures.
As the month ends, September is coming to a close the same way it started, with an extreme heat wave, and because of it, mixed with wind, conditions are ripe for explosive wildfires. Now in Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric is warning 13 counties could have their power turned off because of high fire danger. In much of California now, if there is a risk of power lines coming down in wind and heat, the power is turned off to prevent life-endangering wildfires. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Officials in Rwanda say 8 people have died from the highly contagious Marburg virus. The deadly virus is similar to Ebola, which also originates in fruit bats and spreads through people with close contact. Without treatment, Marburg can be fatal in up to 88% of people who get infected. Rwanda's declared an outbreak on Friday, a day after the first 6 deaths were reported. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. During his Saturday campaign rally in southwestern Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump attacked Vice President Kamala Harris for allowing millions of migrants into the country.
She was the border czar. Now she doesn't admit that. Whether you call her a czar or not, she was no czar because she really wasn't a czar.
Trump spoke in Prairie du Chien, where a member of a Venezuela-based criminal gang was arrested earlier this month for an attack on a woman and her daughter. Trump will hold a campaign event Tuesday in Wanakee, north of Madison. 39-year-old Jesse Vang, the last person to see Elijah Vu alive, is getting another status conference in court.
The new status date for Vang was set for November 6th. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline Labrie asked for the new conference date, with the lawyers representing Vang agreeing to that November date. Vang is still only facing chronic child neglect charges for incidents that happened before Elijah was reported missing back in February. Elijah's remains were found earlier this month on a hunter's property, 3 miles northwest of where Vang reported the toddler missing. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, who's also facing chronic child neglect charges, has another court date set for October 22nd. In Manitowoc, Stephen Devine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao promises to challenge the latest decision against him by the UW Board of Regents.
Because the people who fired me today aren't a board of regents, they're a board of hypocrites. And now we look forward to defending our rights in a court of law before an impartial judge or jury. We seek not only to protect our own rights, but to protect free speech and expression for all Americans.
The Regents meeting at UW Parkside Friday voted unanimously to strip Gao of his tenured faculty position on the La Crosse campus. Gao was fired as chancellor after revelations that he and his wife produced pornographic material. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's the last day of September, and we're spoiled under sunny skies and high soaring, summery to the mid-80s. Cold front moves through overnight, kicking up those winds and dropping our temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
And welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you along with us here on the program, brought to you by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids, they're not worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance that you can rely on. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more. They have the right products to help power you through the harvest season. Coming up here on today's program, we're going to talk weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek in segment two. Get some updates on what we're looking at here moving into the month of October. Recap some of that devastation, of course, from Hurricane Helene and more. In segment three, we're talking port strike potential and other logistical issues here across the U.S. as we head into the month of October. Mike Seifert with the National Grain and Feed Association is going to join us to discuss after the bottom of the hour. That is segment four. SCN, soybean cyst nematode, is a huge, huge problem. We're going to talk about SCN month coming up here for October and more. Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora with Ohio State University and the SCN Coalition will join us coming up in segment four today. Let's kick things off and take a look at the markets as we wrap up the quarter. We wrap up the month of September. We have some USDA numbers out on Monday. We have the potential of the port strike. There's a lot of different things going on. Let's dive in and talk about it with Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart. Darren, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well, Jesse, and a good morning to you. That it's going to be a busy day. I mean, there's a lot going on, as you've mentioned, and you've got quite a lineup. I hope folks stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of good discussions on AOA today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. And let's kick it off with a good discussion between you and I here, looking at these markets. And top of mind for me, I feel like that there needs to be more emphasis on end of quarter, end of month, all the money flowing around, position squaring, things like that. I immediately think that that can always lead to some added degrees of volatility in the grain and livestock markets, Darren.
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, we can go back to to last Friday's CFTC commitments trade report, and as always, legacy futures only, just looking at the futures positions. And we see, you know, almost across the board that – funds were net short the grains sector. The outlier, you know, is soybean meal, where they continue to hold a net long. But, you know, this could lead, being the last day of the month, this could lead to continued short covering. Now, we did see a little bit of long liquidation coming out of the weekend. Again, as you mentioned, Hurricane Helene, with its devastating effects, did move through across the, you know, across the U.S. Southeast. It didn't hit the U.S. Midwest as much as what had been possibly talked about last week going into the weekend, when we saw those big rallies in the market. We did see the buying coming in for both commercial and non-commercial traders. So Sunday night through Monday morning, they got out of some of those positions, left us a little bit, you know, in the red to start Monday's session. But overall, it didn't change, you know, certainly didn't change the fundamental outlook. And as far as the non-commercial side goes, I do believe we continue to see some short covering. And that could continue today. You know, again, we've got the USDA nonsense coming out at noon Eastern time, the latest quarterly grain stocks report. There'll be a reaction to that. But I do believe funds are still looking to get to the sidelines in grains. So that means continued short covering.
Well, and you mentioned USDA, and I know in your morning commentary on Monday, you make the case about folks, if folks have been paying attention, they should know the stocks on hand already, and the market has been telling us about that. Can you explain that a little bit for folks?
Absolutely. It's Econ 101. I'm not an economist, but I do remember Econ 101, where market price is the intersection of the supply and demand curves. So when you have a lower market price, it tells you there's more supply in relation to demand. And that's really all it is. And at the end of August, and we have to remember, these grain stocks numbers are for the end of August. They're a month, they're at least a month old upon release. And for so many in the industry to think that the market doesn't have an idea of what the situation was is just absolutely ludicrous. At the end of August, we saw that the cash indexes, national average cash prices for the five major grains, were all not lower, some considerably lower than what they were last year. And the lowest levels in the prices in the lowest levels, at least going back 4 years. In the case of Soft Red Winter, it was the lowest price in the past 5 years. So what does this tell us? I mean, Econ 101, again, tells us that we had more supplies in relation to demand. We had more available stocks. And so there's going to be a lot of talk. There's going to be a lot of argument. You know, is in the corn, particularly in the corn market, is some of the newly harvested bushels counted? It doesn't matter. I don't care. It simply doesn't matter if those bushels are added in, and if they're not, what we already know is that we had more available stocks in relation to demand than we've had at any point at the end of August over the last 4 years. That's the bottom line. Supply and demand was more bearish than it's been over the last 4 years. So it doesn't matter if all of a sudden USDA comes up with a bullish surprise, bearish surprise, doesn't matter. The market was already showing us what the situation is, what the situation was, I should say. So that's what the price was telling us. That's what the market was telling us. And this is one of the ways we can use the National Cash Index is each day. Doesn't matter what day, doesn't matter what week or month, we can see at any time what the supply and demand situation is simply by tracking the national average cash price.
And you sent me a 10-year table on that on Monday morning that I thought was interesting. This might be a good spot for us to wrap up the segment here today, especially in the corn market in particular. Outside of 21, 22, even 23, a lot of three handles on the board and that national corn index, that cash index. I mean, to me, you look across all the major commodities, Darren, and it feels like price levels are back to what we would consider maybe normal.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, that's certainly something that we can see on this is that, you know, prices change, inflation this, inflation that, and so on and so forth, interest rates. But even with the market taking into account everything, there's a range of prices that the commercial side's willing to pay. And as production in the U.S. starts to rebound and fall, we don't really move out of that range all that much. It takes something extraordinary. It takes a weather event to get us out of that range. If we go back to 2022, as you mentioned, we were up around $7. There was a weather event involved. So it again highlights the fact that these are weather derivatives at heart. And so we combine that with the idea that these are our economic read, our economic read on supply and demand. And again, it's fairly easy to read the markets once we take all that into account.
Very interesting things to consider. And I know a lot of great stuff that you have in your morning commentaries and more for Bar Chart. And folks can check those out on the Bar Chart website and more. And with that, Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart. Thanks for joining us on AOA again today. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, Darren.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
All right. Coming up next on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel. Keep your operation moving and optimize your operation with Cenex Premium Diesel. Go to Cenex.com for more. We'll talk weather with DTM meteorologist John Baranek on the way right after this.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin-run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 19 to 23.31, November up 38 to 22.87, December up 37 to 21.64, January up 27 to 20.82. Live cattle markets were higher, feeder cattle markets lower, mostly lower on the day. Now, live cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as traders are still cautiously optimistic that the cash markets will trade higher once again. Also, strengthened box beef prices help support the live cattle markets. But feeder cattle still moved mostly lower, even though the Fed cattle market was well supported last week. The trade still wanting to see fundamental support for moving the markets higher this week. Meanwhile, hog markets said they moved mostly mixed on the day. Midday pork cutout values were higher, but there's still that concern about consumer demand and will it actually start to pick up. And so a few of the contracts moved lower. October live cattle up 2 cents to 183.77. October feeder cattle down 87 cents to 246.20. October hogs up 20 cents to 82.25. Corn and wheat were higher on continued fund buying after the grain stocks report was viewed as somewhat supportive. Soybeans all moved mostly lower after a drop in meal prices late in the session. December corn up 6 3/4 to 424 3/4. November beans down 8 3/4 to 1057. December wheat up 4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less.